Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Canada-Europe Transatlantic Dialogue, housed at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Helen Morris. For terms of use, please refer to the publication section of our website at www.canada-europe-dialogue.ca.
I'm Larry Braun. I'm the National Secretary Treasurer of the Canada's second largest union, actually, the National Union of Public and General Employees, and I'm also associated with the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives.
What impact will the conclusion of the current Canada-EU agreement have on public services and procurement here in Canada?
It would have several major impacts, and most of them from the point of view of people who believe in public services, most of those impacts would be negative. The two of them that are probably the most striking, first of all, there's this funny word called procurement, which really means public agencies at the provincial and municipal and hospital and school board level buying things, buying goods and services, or providing goods and services. What the European Union has asked for in these talks is the right of private companies in Europe to bid against the public service delivery of those things. So that, for example, in Canada, most of our water is a public system. There are private companies in Europe that want desperately to get access to our water supply so that they can sell our water to us for a profit. There are companies that do all kinds of things in Europe, in healthcare and education and so on. And the primary objective is to put into a trade deal to limit the right of a municipality like a city or a small town to buy things in a way that would benefit the community. They would have to just look at the narrow question of how does this affect the contract, what's cheaper, and all those sort of narrow concerns. And it may not always be cheaper to support your local community, but it's usually better. So that's the first one. The second one is that all of these deals end up limiting the democratic right of governments to make decisions. And all of them, every trade deal ever signed, has been limits on how much the government can do to control the marketplace. And this would be one more example, so that we would lose democratic control over our destiny, and we would be saying to corporations, as we did in the U.S., that you have the right to decide how our future is going to unfold, and we're going to give up our democratic right to do that ourselves.
What benefits could the agreement bring to Canadian public services?
That's a really interesting question, because right now what we're being told and what we've seen, like we've seen the actual negotiating position, we've seen what the European Union has tabled with respect to this thing called procurement. They want to be able to move the private sector into all of those areas. We haven't seen anybody that talks to us about what the benefit would be for Canadian citizens. We know that there's a cost. We know that under NAFTA there was a huge cost. We lost control, or we can't introduce new public services easily. We've lost manufacturing jobs. There's all kinds of negative impacts. What we haven't been told is any realistic fact about what are we doing this for. We're told numbers that are pulled out of the air. We're told it's going to be $12 billion worth of expanded jobs in Canada or economic activity in Canada. But those are not credible figures. Nobody's ever justified them. We don't actually know the answer to your question, and I think we should.
How would you like to see the Canada-EU relationship develop as we move forward, and why?
It's got to be extricated from this massive agreement that covers everything from soup to nuts to trade to labor mobility to public services and so on. If we've got problems in trade, we should identify them and resolve them. They're narrow, like, is the problem we've got too much of a tariff on item A? Well, let's resolve that. Instead of sweeping in everything that governments do into this omnibus piece of negotiations that's going to cover basically the waterfront, we've actually done some good work with Europe, we the collective in Canada, on eliminating barriers to people moving back and forth in specialty occupations. We did it way outside of this omnibus negotiations, but that kind of approach can work. Identify the problem and resolve it instead of basically negotiating a corporate constitution that says governments give away their right to resolve those problems in favor of the companies.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.